this episode of the True Crime Stories podcast, we explore one of the most heinous crimes in American history, the Oklahoma Girl Scout murders. On June 13, 1977, three young girls were brutally raped and murdered in their tent at Camp Scott, a Girl Scout camp located in rural Oklahoma. The victims, 8-year-old Lori Lee Farmer, 9-year-old Michelle Heather Goose, and 10-year-old Doris Denise Milner, had been attending a 2-week summer camp and were excited to be spending time in nature. However, their dreams were cut short in a vicious attack that shocked the nation. Through interviews with survivors, family members, law enforcement officials, and true crime experts, we provide a detailed account of the events leading up to the murders and the subsequent investigation. We also delve into the suspects in the case, including Jean Leroy Hart, a convicted rapist who had escaped from a nearby prison just days before the murders. We discuss the forensic evidence and the challenges faced by law enforcement in solving the case, as well as the media coverage and public outrage that followed. We also explore the impact that the murders had on the families of the victims, the local community, and the Girl Scouts organization as a whole. Throughout the episode, we offer insights into the lasting impact of the Oklahoma Girl Scout murders on American society and the true crime genre. We also discuss the ongoing debates and questions that still surround the case to this day, including whether the right suspect was ever convicted. If you're a fan of true crime stories or interested in learning more about this infamous case, join us for this chilling and thought-provoking episode of the True Crime Stories podcast. The Oklahoma Girl Scout murders, also known as the Camp Scott murders, refer to the brutal slaying of three young Girl Scouts in the summer of 1977 at Camp Scott near Locust Grove, Oklahoma. The case remains one of the most shocking and mysterious unsolved crimes in American history. On June 12, 1977, three young girls, Lori Lee Farmer, 8, Michelle Goose, 9, and Denise Milner, 10, were sharing a tent at the campsite when they were abducted and brutally murdered. The girls were found the next morning, beaten, raped, and strangled. The investigation of the crime scene revealed that the perpetrator had left behind a footprint that matched a pair of tennis shoes found in the woods. The authorities immediately launched an intensive investigation, and over 300 people, including camp staff, counselors, and volunteers, were questioned. However, no one was arrested, and the case remained cold for years. In 1989, a man named Jean Leroy Hart was arrested and charged with the murders after being linked to the crime through DNA evidence. Hart had escaped from the Mays County Jail in 1978 and had been on the run ever since. Despite the DNA evidence, Hart was acquitted of the murders in 1979 due to a lack of physical evidence linking him to the crime. He was, however, convicted of unrelated charges, including kidnapping, rape, and burglary, and sentenced to 305 years in prison. In 1984, Hart died in prison of a heart attack. The Oklahoma Girl Scout murders remain unsolved to this day, and numerous theories have emerged about who may have been responsible for the heinous crime. Some theories suggest that there were multiple perpetrators involved, while others speculate that the murderer may have been a local resident who knew the area well. The tragedy of the Oklahoma Girl Scout murders has had a lasting impact on the campsite and the families of the victims. The campsite was closed down for several years after the murders and has since reopened under a different name. The families of the victims continue to seek justice and closure, and the case remains one of the most heartbreaking and perplexing unsolved crimes in American history.